And welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and we are live in the Allstate Skyline Studios here on the 18th floor at 303 East Wacker, downtown Chicago. It is a Tuesday morning. Two for Tuesday. You can get your requests in now. Two for Tuesday. One artist, two songs. Get them in now at 312-981-7200. Two for Tuesday. We are going to play a little For the Record a little bit later on. And we are going to talk about things that that are exclusive to Chicago. Things that you can pretty much only do or find here. We're going to talk about Chicagoisms. That's coming up on the show as well. But right now, you just heard some music from Great Moments in Vinyl, which is, as we always say, a unique concert experience where the band tells you a story behind the song before performing it. They got two shows coming up, one paying tribute to the Rolling Stones and the other to Led Zeppelin. Their website is greatmomentsinvinyl.com if you want more information. And always joining us, the guy who puts it together, is our friend Lindsey Cochran from Great Moments in Vinyl. And we welcome Lindsey to the show. Lindsey, welcome back.
Thank you so much. It's good to be here, and I see why I'm on tonight. You've got all this music coming up later in the show, and you're talking about Chicago stuff.
Exactly.
We fit in.
Exactly.
Yeah, we fit in on two counts.
Exactly. All right, Lindsey, tell me a little bit. Tell everybody a little bit about Great Moments in Vinyl.
It's a great way to get in touch with the artists that you love. I mean, not literally so. We can't put you in touch with the bands or anything like that, but we can get you in the headspace they were in at the time they put this music together, this album that you may have loved or this collection of songs. What was going on for them at that time? What were they going through? What divorces were taking place and infighting in the band and what, you know, new people had come along to light up their world. So when we do Rolling Stones Hot Rocks this coming Saturday night,
yep,
at Martyrs, there'll be a chance to relive, I suppose, the indignation that the Stones felt because their manager is the one to put that record together. Hot Rocks is kind of an interesting album in that it was an album that the Rolling Stones had very little to do with apart from recording it.
Mm-hmm.
It was their manager who put it together, and it went on to become the best-selling album for the band. It was like the gateway drug for a lot of people introducing them to the Stones. This is where they started out with that album.
Yeah, that's true. It's absolutely true because that's how I started with the Stones, was with Hot Rocks, and I know so many people who did the same thing. It's kind of like you know, coincidentally, you guys have done the Beatles in the past, but the albums that were gateway to Beatles fans were the Blue and the Red collections.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
And, you know, you look at the best-selling albums of all time. I mean, we're talking things up there with Thriller and Pink Floyd's The Wall. One of the best-selling albums in the universe is the Eagles' Greatest Hits.
Right. Right.
I mean, think of it. All the good albums that they put out, but, you know, here's a collection. You get all the big songs.
Yeah.
So I understand how that works. And, you know, Great Moments in Vinyl is about capturing a certain era for a band. You know, if we do Sticky Fingers or better yet, Exile on Main Street, what was the band going through at that time? But you look at an album like Hot Rocks, and it was the album that so many people started with. I've mentioned this album to other folks, and they go, just like you said, you know, that's where I started out with the Stones.
Yeah.
So I'm giving it a shot. We're going to do a compilation album. Then we got Led Zeppelin's Physical Graffiti coming up, which is legendary, for all the things that Led Zeppelin got into as a band. But also, it was an album that I believe went platinum before, just based on advanced sales. Hadn't even hit the record stores, and it was platinum.
Yeah, which is obviously unheard of. But I specifically remember when Physical Graffiti came out. It had just come out, and Kashmir had hit the FM dial.
Yes,
and I was at a Ted Nugent Journey concert at Soldier Field, the Super Bowl of Rock. It was 38 Special, Lynyrd Skynyrd, Ted Nugent, and Journey, and it was, you know, one of those all day things, and you know, when they were setting up between bands over the PA, they started blasting Kashmir, and the and the song was brand new, and the response from the crowd to just hearing Kashmir was louder than the half of the responses that the bands got that day. That's how big it was.
Well, Zeppelin were huge back then. I mean, some of the research was telling me things like in advance of Physical Graffiti, they were doing tours where they were playing for more people than the Beatles did with their record-breaking tours.
Yeah, amazing.
So, I mean,
And now, okay, so actually Physical Graffiti you're doing next Friday, week from Friday.
Yeah, that's out at the Joliet Area Historical Museum.
And you guys have played out there before. That must be, is that a fun place to play?
There are a lot of passionate rock fans out there. We did the Beatles' White Album there last summer and sold out the rooftop venue about 2 or 3 days in advance of the concert. And I said, we got to come back here.
Yeah.
So we took a Rolling Stones album out there, actually two. We did Sticky Fingers and Some Girls back in February, and that was very well attended. And they wanted us back. And I said, well, let's do something before we come back with Hot Rocks. So Physical Graffiti was and what's fun for us is playing outdoors. Like I said, it's a museum. I think it was a church or a school before it became a museum. So anyway, it's got a rooftop deck that's covered, so you're a little bit out of the elements if it's just sprinkling. But it's wonderful to be playing outdoors with the Christmas lights hanging down from the rafters of the roof there, and just to see the sun going down and feel the breeze while you're rocking music. It's great.
Yeah, it's really, really cool. So Hot Rocks, is one of those albums that, like, I think everybody had in their collection. Everybody mm-hmm. had it. And same with Physical. Physical Graffiti, everybody had Physical Graffiti in their collection. The way that Hot Rocks was put together, it is different than, Physical Graffiti, as you said, because the band really didn't have anything to do with it when you were doing research to tell stories. How did telling stories about Hot Rocks differ from telling stories about other albums?
Well, when I looked into it, I realized I'm going to have to tell the Alan Klein story. Alan Klein was the infamous manager of the Rolling Stones and also the Beatles around the same time period. But he was one of those managers that did all those things that you hear managers do to rock bands to take advantage of them. I mean, somehow he finagled getting the Rolling Stones songwriters, Mick and Keith, to sign away the rights to all their music for the first, whatever it was, 6 or 7 years of the band. And that's how he was able to put these collections together, because he owned the rights to them. You can just go to the record company and say, put these all together on an album and put it out, and sold 12 million copies around the world. It's, like I said, it's the best-selling album of the Stones. Keith Richards has a quote about Alan Klein where he basically says, he made us and screwed us at the same time.
That's the music business right there. That sums it up, Lindsay.
Well, I don't want to give too much away, but I'm going to start off this show by telling the story about Robert Johnson at the Crossroads. How Robert Johnson was this guy that wanted to play the blues, and he'd hang out with Son House and other blues musicians in Memphis, and between sets he'd pick up their guitar and try to play, and he sounded awful. And Son House said, listen, son, you go away and learn to play. So he did. Came back like a year, maybe 2 years later, and he was a monster on the guitar, Robert Johnson. And the rumor was that he made a deal with the devil at the Crossroads to learn how to play the blues and touch people's souls with his music.
Yeah.
So I want to tell that story and say, Robert Johnson's not the only one who made a deal with the devil. Elvis did it, Beatles did it, and so did the Rolling Stones.
Yeah, there you go. So performing Hot Rocks is the great moments in vinyl, and that's this Saturday the 7th at Martyrs, 3855 North Lincoln. Doors open at 8. The show is at 9, and you can go to greatmomentsinvinyl.com for more information and for tickets. And again, stellar musicians will be playing with you on the 7th. Give us a little rundown on who else is going to be on stage with you.
Oh my gosh, so we got Phil Angotti, who's just a legend in town, just for all the different shows that he does. He's known for his work with the Beatles music, with the Rolling Stones. I guess he had just actually floated some Moody Blues songs out there, because we're touring with the idea of trying to do a Moody Blues show later in the year, and he just wanted to test drive some of those songs in a solo setting to see how the audience responded. So, and Phil also works with Material Reissue.
Right.
If you remember the band Material Issue,
yeah.
So one of the members had passed away, and Phil has filled those shoes, and is doing great guns with them. I've got Rachel Drew singing all the high Keith Richards parts on our Stone set, and Richard Pettengill is back, our man on the guitar, who is still working on his book on Woodstock. I keep telling him, you got to call Nick and tell him that book's coming out, because he'll want to talk to you about it.
Absolutely.
And who else we got? Jim Ryan on keyboards, a newcomer to the band. He played with us on our Pink Floyd show. Benji Scheffler has done some Rolling Stones with us before, so he's a monster drummer. And then John Bowes, whom we talked to for the Pink Floyd show,
right.
You and I chatted with him.
Right.
He's going to be playing sax, and a guy who's played with us before, Jack Cassidy, plays trumpet and keyboards. And you know, I want to pay my band a little better. So I did hire the string orchestra I've hired in the past and the full horn section. We're doing some of that stuff with keyboards that do the sampling sounds. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that makes everyone a little happier when the paycheck's a little larger.
There you go. Absolutely. And that is going to be on the 7th, this Saturday. And then next week, at Friday on the 13th, in the Joliet area, Historical Museum, you guys are going to do Physical Graffiti. And who's part of that group?
That's a different band, as I always like to do. Yeah. You know, find the right people for the right show. Judith Wyrick, whom I think you've met before,
mm-hmm.
She sang Janis Joplin for us and did some U2 with us and sang some Rolling Stones with us once before. But she's incredible when it comes to doing Robert Plant stuff. She's just got the power and the energy and the presence on stage. She does not wear her shirt cut as low as Robert Plant did, but... She is great in front of an audience. So she's doing a lot of the singing. Then I've got another incredible musician, a guy by the name of Scott Tipping, who sings and plays a lot of lead guitar in this show. He's our first guitar in this one. But Scott is kind of known for his work with the band Cornmeal in the Chicago area. And also he's a sideman to Peter Himmelman whenever Peter's on tour. I think the two of them just played at Space not that long ago.
Mm.
So we've got him playing with the band. Philip Roach on the second guitar, mandolin, and violin. Yes, you Led Zeppelin fans are going to say, hey, there's no violin on Physical Graffiti. Well, we're doing some interesting things with Kashmir.
Yeah.
So we're letting a live string cover some of those parts. And then if you remember the opening to a song called In the Light, there's a really high-keening synthesizer sound that turns out that Philip, as a kid, worked that out on the violin, and when I heard him play it, I said, oh, you've got to do this. That's how we got to do this song. So there's some moments to make the hairs on the back of your head stand up.
All right, great.
I also got Alton Smith playing piano and Jonathan Reed, who played in our Jimi Hendrix show, is going to be on drums.
A great group of musicians, and that's Physical Graffiti.
These guys are smoking.
Amazing. You know, both sets of musicians are unbelievable. You always gather up the best.
I mean, every time I play one of these shows, I'm thinking, what am I doing up here with these people? I'm so lucky that they'll have me on stage with them.
That's great.
Because these guys are just all incredible.
Absolutely. So Hot Rocks this Saturday at Martyrs, and Physical Graffiti the 13th at the Joliet Area Historical Museum. All the information is at Great Moments in Vinyl. Why don't we take a listen to a little bit more of the audio from you guys, okay, Lindsay?
Sure.
All right, here are some more Great Moments in Vinyl. That's outstanding, Lindsay. It's going to be a great show.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. These guys, I'm just, we recorded the last rehearsal just to have a listen to how he sounded. And listening back to it, you know, it takes you a moment to think, wait, is this Zeppelin or is this? I mean, not that we're that good, but it's just like we've got the parts down and the band originally laid them down. Zeppelin laid it down. It's just these very specific things you do. And if you follow the fit the pieces of the puzzle together, you got the sound.
Yeah, absolutely. Lindsay, always a pleasure. How are you doing over at MeTV FM? You having a great time over there, huh?
Oh my gosh, I'm loving it.
Yeah.
You know, it's a chance to spread my wings and fly. You know, it's like it's a small staff. It's me and Rick O'Dell, the program director, and a few other people who handle sales. But basically, all the programming comes out of the mind of Rick and myself, and it's a chance to just try some things, to experiment, to have some fun, to say, I tell stories about the music we play on the air there, and like today, what for Longmuir, who died today?
Oh, right, from the Bay City Rollers.
He said, can you put together a tribute for him? And I thought to myself, Bay City Rollers, you know, kind of a teen band. So I started it off with screaming teenage girls.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like whenever the Bay City Rollers played, this is what fans did, and you had all this screaming.
Yeah. Well, so, yeah, I know you're having fun over there, Lindsay, and I know you have fun on stage with these guys. So Hot Rocks will be performed Saturday at Martyrs, and then next Friday, Physical Graffiti at the Joliet Area Historical Museum. Lindsay, always a pleasure, and anytime you guys have something to do, make sure you call us and get on the air, and we'll talk about it.
Absolutely.
Okay, thanks, Lindsay.
Thank you.
Take care. There you go. Lindsay Cochran of Great Moments in Vinyl. Check out greatmomentsinvinyl.com for more information. We have a link on our Facebook page. And at 2 gigs, Hot Rocks Saturday, and then Physical Graffiti next Friday. All right, we're going to take a break here on 720 WGN.